The American credit mess inspired unprecedented action by the Federal Reserve this week. When the investment firm Bear Stearns collapsed, another investment firm bought it. But the Fed essentially took over the risk of Bear Stearns' bad investments. Elsewhere on Wall Street, the Fed has been loaning billions of dollars. Financial writer Roger Lowenstein says the U.S. government is accepting a lot of risk.
There's always been a safety net under depositor institutions, savings banks and so on, at least going back to the Depression in the days when the economy was basically shut down by bank runs. In this crisis, the Fed has said not only banks, which deal with everyday people like you and me, but now investment banks should feel free to line up at the Fed window and get loans. And not only, by the way, can they exchange as collateral for those loans money good treasury securities, but they can exchange mortgage-backed securities, some of the paper that has caused so much of the problems on Wall Street and the anxiety. In fact, some wags are saying that the Fed is now also going to accept cereal box tops as collateral.
I mean, you're talking about cereal box tops. What you're saying there is that the Fed has gone out and loaned more money to banks and investment banks and accepted as collateral some of these very same mortgage-backed securities that no one seems able to figure out what they're worth anymore.
The Fed is really saying we're going to backstop a big part of investment and even speculation in the bond markets.
It sounds like you're concerned that the Fed, in the end, may be doing more harm than good.
It seems like it's a very hard train to get off once you're on. You create the expectation of action and intervention by other participants. That gives you a very big role to fulfill and keep fulfilling.
Well, now, has the culture on Wall Street fundamentally changed, do you think?
I don't think the instincts on Wall Street have changed. I think the instincts, you know, greed and fear, short-termism, the tendency to speculate, you know, all that was there in 1929. You know, and those cycles don't seem to change. But the complexity of the culture has definitely changed. You could go in, when the banks failed in 1932 and 1933, examiners could go in and pretty quickly figure out what they were worth. Nobody has any idea what Bear Stearns is worth.
Well, how do you figure it happened that all these economists went in and created these investment vehicles that were supposed to reduce risk? I mean, it's right there in the name, hedge fund. It's supposed to be a hedge against the market going down. Or these bundled mortgages were supposed to mean that you could invest in 1,000 mortgages at once, and if one of them went bad, it was no big deal. Why do you think it is that all these efforts to reduce risk seem to have increased it?
Well, people do things individually to reduce what they perceive to be their own risks. That won't necessarily reduce the risk for society. For instance, suppose I invented a new type of car bumper, and it seemed that, you know, it made it safer for you to drive. You might drive at a faster speed, and everyone might drive at a faster speed. And, you know, people doing that might each perceive that they were making themselves safer. But, you know, you can imagine the result. It's almost as if, you know, Wall Street financial actors are now driving around with these high-speed bumpers.
Meaning that...
Meaning there are more collisions.
Roger Lowenstein is the author of When Genius Failed, The Rise and Fall of Long-Term Capital Management. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.